Consider an amplification existence, and it's sort of like the daily message they just put out a second ago, where they were talking about the light, like the light is an existence, the light is amplified. So what we're learning to do, or what our instructions are really, is to tune in other words, to receive it, to honor it, to abide by it, to trust it, to live by it, to surrender to it. So as you will conceive that all things are now possible. So we want to remember what's possible is going to be possible through our association with the light, not through our anger about the darkness. So we really want to realize that what we're claiming, what we're attending to, what we're providing for ourselves always is that extreme, generous breath of kindness. So we want to understand when we receive the light, we're receiving kindness, meaning we're receiving that which is in agreement with our own receptivity, with our own acknowledgement, with our own divinity, with our own breath of fresh air. So when I said breath of fresh air, I somehow became a dove. So this is the point. It's sort of like the light that's upon us is heavenly. As we will take our like final dose. So in other words, if you have, Western medication, homeopathic medication, vitamins, whatever it is, you take what is recommended, you take what is upon you as you seek relief, as you seek support. So we want to remember that there is generous praise, there is generous happenings, there is generous triumph in our very midst, in our very energy field, in the air that we breathe. So we are the ones becoming pliable. In other words, we're the ones that are loosening restrictions of the past. So the past is just following duality, you know, and it's like, who gave the first punch? Because the truth is, even if you're not out there actually punching someone, you really are energetically if you're not aligned with love, if you're not aligned in the heartland. So this is the day where all things are made possible. All things are new again. All things are being presented in a broad stroke reality that we're learning how to be heavily invested in. So we want to remember that this is the sign of the times that we have been seeking. This is the sign of the times for our advanced state many. So the reason they said for our advanced state many is to really realize that the many is increasing and multiplying daily, hourly, moment by moment. So we want to remember that when we think of the many in terms of the other body, the personas out there, it's simply reflecting our own inner horizon, our own inner happening, our own self-evolved status, our own inner knowing, our own broad stroke of love. So allow your garden to grow. So your garden to grow is allow the light to be sprinkled through and through, and allow the garden's richness. In other words, all that has been waiting, all the seeds that, you know, waiting for germination is now upon thee. So it's all here to be crested. It's all here to be facing the sunshine. So we want to remember that we have a dutiful position. In other words, we have a responsibility to face that light, to honor that light. So when I said face that light, they're showing me, Wheel of Fortune card, sorry. I see it, but I can't read it. Wheel of Fortune. So in other words, it's our destiny. So allow yourselves to be lifted up. Allow yourselves to be illuminated. So we want to remember the illumination, the light that we're receiving It's our very nature. It's our very standby. It's our very strength. It's our very self. So this is our exalted claim coming into manifestation, coming into true alliance, coming in into the heartland. So they keep going back to the heartland because we're learning how to reside in the heart. We may think we do, but we want to remember that for so long, our bitterness, our frustration, our ego, our lower consciousness has been running the show. So as sweet as we are, as lovely as we are, we're all in different stages where we have forgotten how to make our garden grow. So as we allow that light to cascade always, so that means the light's coming in, the light's coming in, the light's always welcome, the light's here to stay. We open that door successfully. So in other words, instead of functioning out of judgment, conflict, good, bad, right or wrong, we're coming to that true hero self. We're coming to our true stanza. We're coming to our truest exclaim. We're coming to our true birthing because we're birthing our love's association. In other words, we're birthing ourselves as love incarnate, as light incarnate. So that light is taking full possession. So allow yourselves to be lifted up, allow yourselves to be strong. So strong is not in force, like physical force. Strong is the power of our light, amplified to infinity. So we want to remember there's a vibration, there's an energy that extends from our higher heart. And that is what is creating the new status. That is what's creating our new birthing. That's what's creating our new joy. So we're allowing that to transfer, meaning that we're learning how to honor that true placement, honor that true residence, honor that true self, honor that true knowing. So when you think of a saint or you think of a master, it's they've mastered lower consciousness. So they are always aglow. They are always light. They are always one with love being in charge. So love doesn't mean I just sit and get hit by another. Love means that I operate out of my highest notion. I operate out of my highest endorsement. So with this new increase, with this new solidarity of agreement, love always knows the way. So whatever is serving the very best for all, that is what is seen, that is what is acknowledged, that is what is birth. So remember when they're talking about taking your daily dosage, to remember to call in that light, to remember to give way. So what we're giving way to is the past, you know, where we tallied everything up. I was wrong 8 times. Excuse me, you were wrong 12 times. We always put ourselves in favor. Or maybe we're very self punishing. So I was wrong 12 times. But the idea is just imagine that entire tally sheet just getting washed away, just being highly irrelevant. So in other words, when we open up to love, it doesn't matter what came before. What we're doing is we're waking up to our sunshine. We're waking up to our heavenly exchange. We're waking up to our true divinity at last. And so we're really recognizing that everybody is actually the same. So there's no more injustice when we provide that justice steadily. So that justice is being one with our new harmonics, being one with our true self, being one with our light as source, as our master increase. So all the beautiful saints and masters that we know and love are really prototypes or examples or extensions or reminders of that which we are, as we will trust the way of the heart, is we will trust our new existence. So when they said new existence, it was a, it was almost like a new dormitory or a new residence or a new placement, or here's the link for your new Zoom group or whatever. So it was, how do I say that? It was a spark of higher intelligence where love is actually happening. The more that we understand that we are the ones turning on the light, the more that we understand that we are the ones with the halo, the more that we understand that we are the ones pardoning self and others always, because remember, we were all functioning out of the split mind. We were all functioning out of the illusion of separation. So we're all, like they're saying, getting hammered. But what they mean by, we're simply hammering our own head or someone else's, and it just goes on and on and on. So they're saying to eat, drink, and be merry, meaning that the light is upon us. The storehouse of wealth is here to stay. And we're learning to partake. We're learning to pay interest. We're learning to delight. So allow that light to be wholly consumed, meaning like for all existence, for all your thoughts, all your memories, all your future desires, let light pass through all of it, because the light understands where to offer our next step. The light understands where we're releasing, you know, just old beliefs, old false injuries, just like receding into the past, and just like imagine the waves just taking it to the ocean. So once it's like taken into the ocean, you can't really change your mind. It's like, oh, I want that back. It's gone. So the reason they keep using the lapping of the waves is so that we really understand that this metamorphosis is upon us steadily now, as we will increase our higher endorsement, as we will increase our solidarity the same. So this is what we're learning to do. We're learning to choose the light. We're learning to choose the light in under all pretenses, under all categories, under all situations. And so as we will receive this divine intelligence, this divine placement, we understand ourselves truly, thoroughly. There's another word, it's more like thoroughly, but it's not 100% it. I'm just gonna say through and through. And the reason is, it's like when I'm receiving that light, it really comes to us in stages. So it's sort of like we want light for a healing or whatever it is. But what we don't understand is first we, like, light has to lighten the way. So there may be blockages ahead of time. In other words, blockages that need adjusting before the significant event or exposure. So we want to realize that our higher awareness knows how to bring us all good measure, how knows like the exact order, knows the unfolding, knows the rippling effects that introducing the light moment by moment, step by step, day by day, will bring us that cascading awareness. So if some of us have had visions or understandings of what's possible, we really want to allow that light through and through, and remember to touch all. So going back to what they were sharing, excuse me, we may want more finances, and we're like, you know, bring me the money, or bring me the abundance, or bring me the accolades. Where really we need to come to terms with some darkness, or we need to release a prejudice against ourselves, or whatever it is. So we really want to allow that light to interface always. So it's a little bit like, you know, come in, you're welcome to all my files, all my receipts, all my memories. Use anything you want to use and make yourself fit. So in other words, make yourself at home, and you're welcome to retrieve, you're welcome to delight, you're welcome to amuse. So as we allow that light a good fitting, meaning that we're receiving it in abundance, we're receiving it in likened advocation. When I'm saying that, the reason I'm kind of tripping on words a little bit is I'm just getting flashes of myself when I was much, much, much younger, probably like 5. And so here I am in some kind of snowsuit. I'm guessing it was cold out. So the point is, I had no idea that that moment in time needed light, but that's the point. We want to really understand that that light knows where to go. It knows how to bring forth the healing. It knows how to make our journey whole. So allow that light to be complete. So when they're saying that, it's sort of like, okay, was that light permitted everywhere? Are you finding any doors that you're like preferring not to open? That's why they keep saying that. So you really allow that light to go into every crevice. So what helps is if we remember that it's not like our guides don't know what's happened all along anywhere. Anyway, so there's nothing that they aren't already exposed to. So if there's like a feeling of trepidation or fear or what would be the word? Disheartened. I'm just going to call that shame, maybe. We want to remember everything needs to be included. Everything needs to be included. Every silly thing that you ever thought, did, whatever it is, you know, bring it to the stockpile, bring it to the center of the room, open those doors, open the closets, and really allow the light to join. Because this is the day, they keep saying this is the day that the Lord has made. And I actually edited it out because I didn't want it to feel churchy. But we want to remember that our true self is what we refer to as God. It's an aspect of that God self. So this is the day that the Lord has made. It's like this is the day when we're remembering our sunshine, when we're remembering our truth, when we are remembering our wholeness. Because everything that's occurred is because we were functioning out of our separation, not our wholeness. So we really want to welcome our whole self back. We really want to welcome our total bliss state to easily return. And so some of us are like, well, I'm just trying to get through my day. I don't really need an eternal bliss state. But they're saying, why not? Why not play for keeps? We're not just trying to rearrange a room. We're not just fixing one little part of our life. We're really growing in that higher intelligence. We're really growing in that higher claim. So we want to remember that we're moving to a new state of consciousness. And from that lighted ensemble, love knows the way. So the more that we will receive, the more that we will dictate, the more that we will fully expose, the more that we will surrender, then all is I'm just going to say the word upgraded. All is delighted. All is informed. They're using the word informed. So remember, it's all those energies are informed of the new proximity, of the new explosion, of the new placement. And so remember, like that new link, that new housing, that new frequency, that new light endorsement is our new placement forevermore. So allow light to be happening always. Always is, as you process what you received, more is coming and more is coming. So it's sort of like, would you like an ongoing delivery every 4 weeks? Yes, please. Would you like an ongoing delivery as soon as you're entitled? Absolutely. Absolutely. So allow all to be unfolded, allow all to be made secure, allow all to be fully established, allow all to move into its new placement with ease. Its new placement with ease is, remember, they're different parallel realities, and we're moving into a higher establishment. with ease, welcoming that in, offering it to all to be made known, offering it to the collective, offering it to all our multidimensional aspects of self, other parallel realities, incarnations, future self, and allow that to be gifted always. They keep emphasizing that always because sometimes we get, I don't know, we shut the door on our God self, nobody home, leave me alone. So we wonder, and that's why they keep, just so we understand, that's why they keep emphasizing always, so that we always remember to leave that door open. You know, bad day, not happy, tissues in hand, tears, but opening the door to the light, leaving that door open always. Receive that higher notation. Allow yourselves to be graduated, lifted up, move into your divine authority. Forgiving all person, places, and things, including yourself, that didn't understand who they are and their divinity. That's the fastest way to open up to the light codes that are upon you, to be willing to release and forgive, to let go, including yourself. Receive. And so it is.